Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a little bit of a warning. There will be some strong language, but if you're okay with that, this is game week
9. It's the end of game week 9.
It's game week 9.
Yeah. I mean, it's episode 14.
Is it?
Yeah.
We've done 14 of these. Think we would have improved a little bit, wouldn't we?
Nah. No. By that metric, then I'd have improved in every other measure of my life, and that's not happened, has it? Still a shit electrician, still shit in bed. Fucking shit at football.
It's just no spark there.
Just shit. You know what I mean? Like.
But no, yeah. So we're in. This is a Monday night. We are currently halfway through the Leicester Forest game. And Leicester 3-0 up, which has fucked both our fantasy footballs.
Whoa.
Might have actually saved Brendan Rodgers.
It's not fucked mine. I'm on a 90 point week, mate. I'm killing it. Mainly thanks to Haaland, but you've not done well, are you? What are you on? 57 this week.
I'm
40 of that's Haaland.
I'm trying to keep my guts inside my fucking body at the moment. So
I had a pizza earlier for the first time in probably maybe 2 months. I said to Charlotte, you know that pizza's upset me, innit? Like fucking usually had the Sainsbury's own ones.
Move your fucking microphone over. We've got these fucking pop filters and you'll fucking...
That was there a minute ago. Why is that fucking moving?
Yeah, whatever, mate. Oh, it was there a minute ago.
Mate, fucking, I'll put you out the window. You can't. How's that one? Chunky?
Yeah,
sound. So, for about 2 or 3 months now, I haven't had fucking like any pizza because it fucking upsets me. And then Charlotte texts me, which is at work today. She's like, oh, I really want a pizza tonight. I was like, why'd you do this to me? I was like, you know I can't have it. And then I went into fucking Sainsbury's and I was like, oh, I'll have this little tiny one. So usually I get the Sainsbury's brand, the large, massive one. So I've just gone for a small one. And then before I left the house, I was like, oh no. And yeah, I've fired out, not quite liquid ass, but a nice bit of residue.
Well,
but I'm okay now.
Well, let's not get into this because...
I think you're winning the doo-doo competition this week.
Yeah, this weekend I've lost basically £6 over 2 days. And now I'm doing a podcast. So it's going well, people. I basically watched all football this weekend from underneath a duvet. I've been led in bed or led on the sofa, feeling sorry for myself.
You know that bet you've got on with your dad, right? About who can lose the most weight.
Oh, mate, I could do with this like every weekend.
I was about to say, you're now leading the charge.
Oh, yeah.
He's
no, I could do with this in like late December, just before the weigh-ins.
I can imagine Robbie at home Googling, viruses that allow you to lose weight safely.
Oh, don't. There was nothing safe about this,
need
mate.
To win.
There was nothing safe about this. And they said, I never looked so pale and like my eyes were so red.
I had that probably 2-3 years ago. I was supposed to go out for New Year's. Me and a mate were double dating for New Year's, but obviously the missus and that. And on the 29th, I was destroyed, mate, for about 4 days. And genuinely, I said to Charlotte, like months later, I reckon that was what COVID was before we knew what it was, because it obviously COVID was around in November, weren't
but it? Wait, that's when me and you met up to watch some football. Remember, because we were both fucking up, because I was
me,
in bed
you
by...
and Robbie on the 26th at Villa, weren't it? And then 3 days later, I was mangled.
Because I think in...
But I lost so much weight though, mate.
Yeah, because I was in bed by 7 o'clock on fucking New Year's Day and stuff. I mean, I don't fucking celebrate anyway, but...
I think you said... Did you say your aunt got ill or something? Like really badly?
Yeah.
Something mad like that. But anyway, fucking, we digress, hey?
Yeah, we do. Anyway, so yeah, let's jump back with the football and not our fucking ailment.
Yeah, that's only 5 minutes this week.
Hey!
Ah, I need to click my thumb. It won't fucking click.
Oh, and also Jason's got a bad thumb.
Yeah, and fucking that makes me sound like a pussy, but fucking, like, it's honestly, I don't have fucking pain like this. Fucking like just writing my name when I sign in going to sites is absolute murder. Oh, just wrote 8:42 there and that was pain.
Oh,
I did them.
And it's 8:41.
Yeah, but it will be 8:42 by the time we get onto it. So shut your fucking mute.
Yeah, so this week I think we're going to be doing a little bit of a weekend review. But first of all, let's jump on probably a mad game. The England-Germany game.
Do you reckon it was a mad game?
But I think it ended madly. I think it's mad that
it
fucking
mad...
Germany let England get back into it.
It was a mad fucking final 20 minutes is what it was. The fucking rest of the game was shit.
But it's England, mate. I mean, you talk about this like it's a fucking surprise.
Not surprised, more that Germany aren't great at the minute. So if we're not great and Germany aren't great, then usually that points towards a good game, doesn't it? But yeah, fuck knows, mate.
off that standard, Leeds Villa should have been a fucking iconic game.
Yeah, well,
game,
so. You're looking at Leicester, not Leicester Forest now, it's 3-0 at 40 minutes.
Brendan Rodgers, mate, putting it back in the last fucking, saving his job, innit?
Who do you reckon gets boot then, Rodgers or Gerrard first?
Mate, after watching fucking yesterday's game, it was dire.
But you got a point out of it, though.
Oh, yeah, but this is the issue. It's just scraping past all the time, I think.
Is it that age old? That's what champions do. They grind out results.
Yeah, but
they
don't.
They grind out a 0-0 at Leeds.
Yeah, exactly. We snapped a draw from the fucking the draws of victory. Like,
so
they
what?
They could have won in the last fucking two minutes of the game. The problem
they have a man sent off as well.
So they're down to 10 men. Poor fucking two yellow cards. Ref was quite card happy, but the players weren't allowing him to be anything. But it was a poor game from a Villa standard. Fucking Ollie Watkins has completely lost his mojo in front of goal, where he could have chipped the keeper two or three times, one-on-ones, just fired it straight at him. Do you know what I mean? He was like so desperate just to not look like a fool. He ended up.
I think when players are desperate for goals, they overthink it, innit?
Yeah.
You know, like Haaland at the minute, like, get on to that fucking absolute experiment in a bit. But he's one of them, like Ronaldo was a few years ago. Anywhere in that box, he just knows he's hitting anywhere of the target, and it will find its way into the net.
He doesn't even have to hit it cleanly. Just hit it with his studs, can't he, at the moment?
That's it, yeah. One of those ones where you drill it into the ground and it just bounces four or five times, it will end up in the net.
Yeah.
Ronaldo seemed to be a master at that, and it was just like, this is not even a skill. Like, how is this? It's fucking insane, isn't it?
Well, and that's the thing, isn't it? Like, if we jump back to fucking where we started, England, quickly.
I did want to ask a question regarding Gerrard, so we'll jump back to that in a minute. Yeah.
A lot of the issues that it seems like England is a lot of confidence going forward, and being shit at the back, and then having a mediocre midfield. Good midfield players just playing mediocrely, I find.
But then how can you be confident going forward when you're consistently playing with like six defensive players or seven defensive players?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you look at Kane, for example, he's dropping so far back.
He does that for Spurs.
Yeah, but
it annoys me, mate.
With Spurs, at least he's still getting forward.
Well, he's got players he can trust with it as well.
Do you know what I mean? With England, we've got decent players. We're playing them out of position, and we're not giving them the confidence to actually do it. Or the freedom. I think the freedom is a big issue with England.
I thought we looked a lot, generally, when we made the subs, I thought we looked a lot better against Germany. Nice fluid football. It looked really, really good. And honestly, I said to Isaac in the pub, why is Harry Kane on this pitch? He's fucking useless. I don't like Sterling. I think he's a ball hog. He's a freaking nightmare. But he was the only player in the first 60 minutes actually producing anything. And then Southgate hooked him. I was like, you mad? I'll be hooking Harry Kane. He didn't do fuck all for the whole game. You shit.
But England always looked better when they made subs.
Yeah.
They looked better in the Euros when they made subs. They looked slightly better against Italy.
You've got players that come on and want to prove themselves, though, don't they? Do you know what I mean? So,
or even like the most fucking skillful player. And I know he hasn't really done it for City, but Jack Grealish, I still think, is the fucking one of the most skillful players in that front three.
He's deadly, isn't he?
Going forward. And what he can do is fucking win you a free kick, win you a penalty.
You saw it against us the weekend.
Yeah, and you've got fucking
hammered Dallow.
Do you know what I mean? So, but anyway, back to your Gerrard question. What's your Gerrard question, really?
So as a Villa fan then, considering the way the World Cup's setting up this year and that, do you want him to go? Or is there a right time for him to go? Or does he get the season?
Well, at the moment...
Because, mate, this season's fucking all over the place. It's one of them where if you get someone in before the World Cup, that's not a great time to try and make any changes at all or get anything implemented before... Not your players fuck off, because no disrespect, a lot of them won't.
No, but I don't think...
There's no time to fucking get it
going. Off the top of my head, I don't see any... Martinez go in. Martinez would go.
Yeah, Martinez would go.
Coutinho.
Yeah. Coutinho won't go, I don't think.
Maybe. I don't think he'll go.
I think he's past it now.
But there's a lot of those players, right, that aren't going. So you've basically got a mini preseason with them.
Yeah.
We've got, what, 3-4 weeks?
It's a good 4 weeks. Yeah.
Even our good players, our good player, Kamara.
Our good one player.
He's injured now, so he won't be going to the World Cup. And then we've got that Diego Costa.
Yeah.
Who's
not the Diego Costa, by the way.
No.
Would you have him over who you got at Villa?
Would I have it? Yeah.
Just as an option.
I'd have him an option, yeah.
Like a rotation, bring him on 20 minutes to go just to bully people.
Yeah.
I reckon he could still do a bit. I don't think it'd be class, but I think he'll get you 8 to 10 goals a season.
Yeah, definitely.
But then he needs the game time to hit that, though, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean? So. So what you're saying then, you'd make the change before the World Cup? If you were to make it.
If we're going to make a change, we need to make it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Because if you don't make it before the World Cup, there's a chance as well. There's a lot of players that you can still get in. Oh, sorry, Diego Carlos. Not fucking Diego Costa. Fucking idiot. Not be able to remember names is a great thing on a fucking podcast about football.
You've been ill.
I was thinking, fucking, that don't sound right, does it? Anyway, but there's the opportunity to bring a lot of players in, or one or two players who won't be at the World Cup or who are at the World Cup, but you can be working on everyone else at the same time.
Yeah,
we're not going to be able to keep doing what we're doing, and we signed a load of youth, and then didn't really have any experience, but it was all about resale value and stuff like that. And then we spent the Jack Grealish money on fucking 3 or 4 players.
Nobodies.
Well, yeah, but they're not even really nobodies. I mean, Danny Ings is a fucking proven goal scorer in the Premier League, and he just can't fucking do it when it comes to Villa. You got Buendia, who was the best player in the Championship the season before.
I don't think Buendia's looked that good at all.
He hasn't had fucking game time. He just hasn't had game time. And then we've got Bailey, who's only just really starting this season because he was injured so much last season. So there's those three. And then what we've then started doing is spending fucking big money on people like Luca Digne.
Yeah.
And paying big wages. So we've completely changed what we were actually doing a couple of times. And now if we get a new manager in, we're going to have to do it again. So it means selling players.
Aston Villa's next few games, and you've got Forest at the weekend.
Yeah, Monday night, baby.
Chelsea, Fulham, Brentford, Newcastle, Man United, Brighton, Liverpool, Tottenham. That brings you up to 31st of December.
All right, all right.
That is a fucking horrible run, mate.
So out of those...
You want me to do it again? You can mentally count.
All right, yeah.
Forest, Chelsea, Fulham, Brentford, Newcastle, Man United, Brighton, Liverpool, Tottenham. That's up to New Year's Eve. That's not a good run for Villa, mate.
So out of those two, I say it's getting points out of two. Forest, Fulham.
Even Fulham would be difficult, mate.
Well, only because Mitrovic fucking might be out injured, but at the moment...
Yeah, I think you're losing every single... Well, you might get points out of us, to be fair. We're fucking all over the place.
But this is... All right, but this is the crazy thing. If you said to me...
5 weeks World Cup, 12th of November to 26th of December.
But if you said to me there, all right, you're going to get some points out of these games, I'd say those two, right?
Yeah.
Forest and Fulham.
Yeah.
But the ones we'll probably get points out of are fucking Chelsea, Liverpool, and Tottenham.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't get. When the pressure's off, it's like a relegated team. When a relegated team play football and they're out of it, it doesn't matter. There's no pressure. They can fucking play well.
But a game like the one we're watching, so you've got Leicester, Nottingham Forest, it's end-to-end football. The game's open. There's spaces. There's pockets to run into. You can play football. You know for a fact, if Chelsea, Liverpool, Spurs, Man United, Arsenal, City go to Villa, with the greatest respect, Villa are putting eight players in defence.
What they did against City.
And you need players that can unpick that lock. Yeah. And there's not many chances that a Villa are going to get out and make opportunities. And more so, I don't think they've got the players to do it.
It's weird because, look, players don't become bad overnight, right? And goal scorers don't go so bad.
They don't, but there is a lot to be said for form.
Yeah, but the problem is, when they're coming into Villa, it seems like there's pressure on them and there's no one at the moment, like Gerrard is applying more pressure to him.
Mm.
He's not taking him off. Like fucking Ollie Watkins just needs to come on in the fucking against a cup team and score a fucking couple of goals.
Yeah.
Cameron Archer is like a fan favourite. Scores whenever he gets a fucking opportunity and he's getting fucking 3 minutes when we're 0-0 or 1-0 down and stuff like that. And it's just like, these aren't the times to be playing these fucking players. Give us an opportunity to actually win a game.
So would you rather give players like Cameron Archer 90 minutes in a Premier League game?
Not even 90 minutes, fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I would rather us lost 3-0, right, than fucking lose 1-0, but trying to play it fucking safe.
Build for what's to come. This is what I was saying to you ages ago about Greenwood and that. I was like, fucking Greenwood never played, well, I'll say never, didn't play in his preferred position often for United. But United's mentality was, we need to get him under the lights.
Yeah.
He needs to be at Old Trafford. He needs to get used to it. And he was getting game time.
I'm a big Dean Smith fan and stuff like that. And I like Graham Potter and all that sort of stuff. And the reason is, it's not because necessarily tactically, it's because players improve under him. And you need that a lot in a club where you haven't got, yeah, we've got spending power, but we haven't got the draw of Champions League football and stuff like that. So for us, we need to improve players. Every player under Dean Smith, I felt improved. I didn't feel like many players stagnated. All right, the last fucking load of games, we were losing, we weren't playing well, but they were doing that. And same with fucking Bielsa. Bielsa took a load of players who were substandard. I fucking pushed that them Leeds, on and fucking made
no
them
disrespect to
great.
Leeds fans, but that Leeds team that did so well when they came up, they weren't a great team.
No,
they just played well for each other.
Exactly,
and they were a family almost. Do you know what I mean? They all broke their backs for each other. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot to be said for that.
It's the same as the Leicester team who won the league.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you look where's Morgan a centre back? Come on,
you look at them the year later when they were fucking close to relegation or whatever, and they all turned on him.
Yeah.
It's, do you know what I mean?
Orchestrated by Kasper Schmeichel, by the way. Everyone sucked him off. He's a fucking tosser.
But there's so much to be saying, like playing for a manager and having a fucking decent manager.
Yeah, yeah.
At the moment, I don't see in my head, or from what I see from the press conferences, it feels like Gerrard's under pressure, and that under pressure is coming out. He's not hiding it, if you know what I mean. He's not taking it on his shoulders and letting others do their bit. It feels like tactically he isn't quite there, but he's not improving the players anyway.
Do you know what I see from, I wouldn't say a neutral perspective because I don't like Gerrard for obvious reasons. So I'll try not to be biased. I don't see any fucking care with Gerrard, and that's what annoys me. And I see it where managers come in at United and you know they don't give a shit. They're there for a paycheck. I mean, like fucking Jose Mourinho was probably the best manager we had after Fergie. And he was comedy in places and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't like him. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He wasn't there for Man United. He knew he was here for three to four seasons max and he's gone. He didn't give a fuck. He wasn't there for us. And every time I see Gerrard do interviews or talk or fucking whatever, there's no passion. There's nothing there. It's just like,
no, there's
well,
not.
It is what it is. You know, so, I'm on the chopping block.
There was a big
thing.
You know
what I mean, there's
when...
no... There's no accountability. You don't give a shit. There's no fucking passion there. And it's like, do you want to improve this club? Do you want to prove yourself as a manager? Or do you just not fucking care and you're just waiting for the Liverpool job?
Yeah.
Because that's what it fucking seems like at the minute.
So there's two things there. So to jump on the Gerrard thing, and I think there's a lot of managers out there like that, like you said, Mourinho's and stuff. But I think with the Gerrard thing, a big part that I noticed, and it was massive on Twitter, when we lost against Palace at Palace, when we played poorly, the players came over to clap. and Gerrard fucked off with Dan the Sunil. And when you see Lampard, when Everton played poorly, now I don't think fucking Lampard is this fucking genius manager, but he fucking has the passion and he gives a fuck about that Everton team. And he probably gives a fuck about every player in that Everton team. And for Villa players, for Villa fans, we were so lucky when we were in the Championship to come out in the Championship on that big run, having a Villa fan as a manager and a Villa fan as a captain.
Yeah.
And that spoke, and it was just fucking glory times. And do you know what I mean? You came up and you survived, but you survived on the fucking last day of the season. And it was like, do you know what? Fucking hell, we shouldn't even be here now. But it was good times, and like everyone was on board with it. Everyone was pushing forward. It feels like now a lot of the players don't want to fucking be there.
Mm.
And the manager isn't helping that situation.
No. It is difficult. You see it. You see it all the time, don't you? When the manager, quote unquote, loses the dressing room, it is very, very evident. Do you know what I mean? And I wouldn't even say I think there's a long way back after that. I don't think there's a way back.
No, I don't think there's a way back.
Once you lose it properly, Moyes at United. Do you know what I mean? Once he had lost it, that was the end.
I think the big problem as well for Gerrard, he relied so much on Mike Beale. Fucking, I nearly said Ian Beale then. Fucking, I'm so shit with names. But Mike Beale, he went
keep
to QPR.
Keep it real, Ian Beale.
What the fuck was that? But he went to QPR, right?
Yeah.
And he was the fucking tactician of that team, that management team. So, but if the players know that's the fucking tactician of the fucking team, what the fuck are they going to be listening to you for?
Well,
do you know what I mean? Like, and you come out and admit, you come out and be pushing it. Like, all right, fine, have Gerrard as fucking director of football or whatever. Have him somewhere fucking higher, fucking wheeling and dealing or whatever, if that's what he wants to do.
He just needs to get away from the club, I think.
Yeah, mate.
Just go away and start again. Yeah. Just admit.
When you look at teams like Brentford and Brighton fucking have lost a manager. Or Southampton used to do it. They used to fucking lose a manager every fucking other season. Lose all their best players. Fucking Liverpool used to buy up all their best players. And then they'd fucking lose a manager every other season. And then they bring in a fucking manager and it just carried on as normal. And you're like, fucking, how can they do it? And we can't even fucking do it once.
It'll be interesting to see what happens at Wolves as well now. Now they've sacked their gaffer.
Yeah.
Which, do you think that was too early? Or do you reckon it was?
I don't know. With Wolves, I think with last season, I think they kind of snuck under the radar a little bit. And that goes down to injuries. But
yeah.
I don't know. You see a lot of mixed people. I think there was a lot of people going, yeah, all right, ta-ra, mate. Yep, yeah. Cheers, mate.
Thank you, but no, thank you.
Yeah. And there was a lot of people going, well, what the fuck are we going to do now then?
Yeah, that was my initial thought. When I saw it, I was like, I can understand what they've done, but I don't understand what their plan is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It makes out of the three sackings this year, Parker,
don't Tuchel, say what you're about to say.
It makes the most sense.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say it's the one that makes the least sense.
No. It makes the most sense to me.
I was going to say.
Because they can't fucking score. They haven't been playing that well. Whereas with Parker, he kind of had an impossible job. Well, I say an impossible job. They fucking seem to be playing better without him.
You can't come up, not spend, and expect to stay up. It just doesn't happen.
And Tuchel, so Parker was back from day one. Six?
Yeah, I still can't understand that one, but there we go. Hey, this film looks alright, you know. Bullet Train. Brad Pitt. That's the first time I've seen anything of it. It actually looks alright.
I don't know, mate.
That is massive off topic. There we go.
Yeah.
We've done fucking best part of 18 minutes on Villa. Ugh.
Ugh.
Sick.
Disgusting.
So you want him gone before the World Cup then? Or do you want him to start giving younger players game time and then that'll give him some game time?
If we come out against Forest and play fucking well, right? And then we fucking follow that up again with another fucking decent showing against Chelsea, because we did that last season. We played fucking well, and yeah, we didn't quite get the wins, but we played well. And I will take that. I know we're not going to be going into this fucking into December, on fucking being sick. I understand that. I just want fucking half decent opportunities for players to be actually fucking doing it and him to not be fucking moaning constantly about shit.
Yeah, well, not to be that guy. Look who he used to play for. They're fucking used to it, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
But, like, if we're doing that and I can feel like we're moving forward, I'll take it.
So where
I'm happy for him to be there, but at the moment, I don't see any movement forward. I don't see any improvement. And so I'm a bit like, well, what's the fucking point?
Realistically then, where do you think you'll end up this season, the way this season's going?
So I was hoping like 11th, 12th, I think I said.
I think you're fucking miles off that.
No, that's what I hoped for.
Yeah, I know. I'm you're miles off that.
Fucking 16th.
Yeah, thank fuck. I was going to say 15th or lower, you're looking at this season, I think.
I think that's really where we'll do.
Just my main thing is I see fuck all creativity at Villa and I see fuck all goals. Do you know what I mean? And yeah. you can't do.
You only need Leicester right now to get 3-0, get the fucking tails up, and have a bit of a run of 2 games.
But Leicester
games
have got the players though.
Exactly.
So we said this before, didn't we? We're like,
I think Villa have got the players. By the way, go.
Oh, I don't know.
When they're playing well,
fucking Serge Aurier at Nottingham Forest, for fuck's sake. Right, get your money on Aurier to get sent off. Telling you, mate, he's a fucking liability.
But especially when you see teams like Everton now starting to push on a little bit, and I know they're fucking pushing on.
But I don't know.
They've got 2 wins and no load fucking draw.
I don't know what the character's like at Villa. Like, you know, like say Leicester, for example, you know they've got players in this team that can pull everyone together and just be like, guys, we're better than this. Come on. Do you know what I mean? And they will rally.
Yeah.
And they like you said, tails will be up. They'll get round the gaffer and they'll get out of this shit. Villa, I don't know if they've got the character in the dressing room to pull themselves out of a few bad results.
I think they've got 3 or 4. Well, 3, I'd say. Mm. But I think...
Meatball Head.
The signings. Meatball Head, Mings.
Spaghetti Head. Yeah.
And Martinez.
Yeah.
All right.
They're the three.
I think they're the three.
But if they're against the gaffer and they want him out, fucking, that's a toxic environment. He's fucked.
I'm not sure how Luka Dina fucking feels, because last year he went off with an injury.
I wouldn't be shocked if he goes in the summer.
Played for France, fucking then had a stomach upset. The fucking, do you know what I mean? Like he was on and off, fucking, like he didn't want to play for the Villa. Coutinho seems to be fucking miserable half the time. Mm.
He's at the end of his career now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's just collecting a paycheck, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
But look, there's a couple of players there.
Forest rally 5-0, yeah. Go on.
And I think there's players there when the confidence... They score a couple of goals. Leon Bailey, Watkins or Ings, or Ings. There has to be one or the other for me. Yeah. We can actually get a couple. I mean, like, a lot of this team played against fucking Liverpool. They've been together for a couple of seasons. It's not like they're all fucking brand new.
It's not like it's Forest. They're just jamming players.
I mean, exactly.
Together. Yeah.
But anyway, let's get off the humdrum, because we're 30 minutes
in. You feel bad enough as it is.
Yeah, exactly. I feel fucking like shit. And then fucking want to cry. No, I want to top myself.
Not before the weekend, please. No, we've got a good weekend ahead of us. Do it next week. It'll be
all right, sweet. Do it next Tuesday, because we've got a pod on Monday.
Pod on Monday and happening after a 3-day bender. Fuck it. Unless we're doing it on the train on the way home.
Well, this is why we just post this at home in our fucking pants and do it. But yeah,
Monday, unbelievably, I'd like to spend some time with my family after being away for 3 days. So
selfish.
do it Tuesday or something. We'll sort it out.
Yeah, we'll sort one out. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried. It's just
No, I'm talking to the fans, talking to the listeners, all 5 of them.
Talking to Isaac.
Yeah.
He's mangled as well. He can't handle 6 beers, so.
But yeah, let's jump onto this weekend. Like we spoke about probably the most boring game for fucking 20 minutes. And what led off that
well,
20 minutes.
Yeah. There we go.
But I mean, great fucking start to the weekend. Arsenal Tottenham 3-1.
3-1, yeah.
Had a bit of fucking everything, I think.
Rob thought the Spurs were going to win that. I was like, no fucking chance.
I thought
Spurs' defense is shit. Like they're leaking goals.
Yeah, but they are better going forward
than
what they fucking had. And I mean, they were trying to play on the counter a lot against Arsenal, and it was working. I think I felt first half.
I didn't. There was no doubt in my mind that Arsenal were going to win that.
I think fucking old Chicken Royale did not fucking help the situation, did it?
And whose fantasy team is he in?
Yeah. But mate, that
when
was...
I went through the fantasy teams, right, and I was looking how everyone was getting on, and I saw that you had Emerson Royal, I was like, yes! Fuck off!
But mate, no, I think, look, Arsenal fans were up in Tottenham fans were up in arms going, oh no, it was terrible, fucking no, no way was it red. You look at that where he's got his fucking heel placement.
Yeah.
It's on, if not above the ankle.
You can't argue studs,
mate. There's no way that he can ever be even arguing at all with that as a player.
Absolutely not.
He must have known straight a fucking way. And that's something fucking, if the ref didn't see it, VAR, I was probably going, mate, just don't even bother with the screen.
The thing is, with VAR, right, you know they keep saying, oh, you slow everything down, it looks 10 times worse. Yeah, exactly. You slowed it down and it looks worse. Like you've watched it another 4 or 5 times and it still looks terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you take into context, like, see it at full pace or whatever, everyone watching that fucking game knew.
Yeah, but...
Everyone fucking knew in real time. Yeah. Never mind fucking VAR.
But with VAR...
What Spurs are fucking crying
and
about.
And the whole thing of, look, it looks worse. I think the big thing is, that's when like the tackles are sliding in and shit like that. All you have to do is look at the fucking placement.
Yeah.
If you look
at
that full speed, it looks worse because he's fucking running. They're both fucking running at speed.
For me, a lot of the time I look for how reckless the challenge is or could be, and then intent. Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking,
that was a fucking reckless challenge.
That was incredibly reckless. So he's got to go.
Yeah.
You can't have him going out every week doing that and thinking it's acceptable.
No, and that's why he is getting dropped from fantasy football team.
He could have been a Warrior of the Week. When you asked me to start.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't. Have you got one, though? I don't think I got one this week.
I was either thinking him or fucking Siniesta, whatever the fuck his name is.
Who?
Siniesta, whatever.
Siniesta.
Mate, I'm fucking done, aren't I?
The female Andrew Siniesta.
Siniesta?
Yeah.
Siesta? He has a little
sleep. I'd love to have a little siesta. Fucking hell.
I'm so done.
Mate, I woke up this morning for work, right? Like, 6:20, which isn't really early for me. And I literally fucking just sat on the edge of the bed and I was thinking, why can't I just sleep? I was absolutely battered, mate. Fucked. The other talking point of the weekend was the human laboratory experiment known as Erling Haaland. I don't think we'll see a player in our lifetime in the Premier League this prolific this soon.
I mean, has there ever been a player to come in and just fucking do it? Just hit the ground running at pace.
Mate.
Oh, here we go.
Surely. Oh my God, what has he done? Watching Forrest and then Brennan Johnson's completely fucked it. Why isn't Abayoni or whatever his fucking name is just squared that?
Yeah.
Why is he shooting?
Desperate fucking for a goal, isn't he? Cunt. That's that classic thing though, like what we're talking about with Watkins. He's desperate for a fucking goal. So all he's seeing is goal.
If I'm Brian Johnson, I'm screaming for that. Fucking, what's he doing taking a touch? Yeah, fucking Forrest in trouble, mate.
But mate, no, let's go back to Haaland.
Yeah. A player who can't stop fucking scoring.
Haaland is unbelievable, mate.
He's a joke.
I don't think there's any going to be, and this is what I was saying, is there anyone who's ever came in, hit the ground running, and just fucking did it, hit 3 hat-tricks at home in a row in his first 3 games?
Fucking insane.
And I cannot wait for him to blank when I triple-captained him against fucking Bournemouth.
Someone triple-captained him this week.
Did they?
Yeah. Like fucking 60 points just off Haaland. And what a joke. And they had Foden in their team as well and Trossard.
Why?
Mate, they're on for like 160 point week. You may as well just, they've won their league straight away. You're not going to catch that. Honestly, mate, unless football changes the setup of the games, I'll explain that properly in a minute.
What? Yeah,
I don't think anyone is going to beat that. And what I mean is, at the moment, we play 2 45-minute halves over 90 minutes, right? So unless, you know, we had the shit before with, what's his name? Fabrice Muamba. You know, he had a heart attack or whatever. Christian Eriksen, obviously, you know, there's a lot to be said for the stress that footballers put their body under nowadays. And I know they've got cardiologists and fucking their tip-top shape, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't be shocked in the next 10 to 15 years if the football setup as we know it actually changes and we have 3 30-minute thirds.
Okay,
or something like that.
Quarters or something.
Yeah, I don't want it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking saying that at all. I love it the way it is. I think it's perfect. But that might be from a place of, it's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if the data fucking gets pulled in and they're saying a lot of players are putting their body under a lot of stress and it's actually bad for them, you know?
Or they do rolling subs or something.
Yeah. And that's another one as well. Rolling subs, obviously we've got five subs at the minute with, got to be done in three instances, doesn't it? So, fucking hell, if Forest can see the penalty here, Jesus Christ. Anyway, that is a penalty, by the way. Anyway, so unless the Premier League changes the setup of how football is currently played, I don't see anybody fucking doing it any quicker than that. Make three hat tricks in eight games, games, whatever it is. Fuck off.
How many goals is he on that? It's
fucking 11, something like that.
I think it's more than that, isn't it?
Fucking Paddy Power offering earlier, 5-1, 5-1 for Haaland to score 40 or more goals this season. And at the moment, it seems like an absolute banker.
Mate, it does at the moment. The fact that he's only 50 odd mil or whatever, it's just unbelievable. So he is on, let me find his fucking stats. He's on 14 at the moment.
In the Prem?
In the Premier League, 14 alone in Prem.
That can't be. Well, it must be actually 9 for the 3 hat tricks. Fucking Jesus.
So he's had 9 for the 3 hat tricks. He only scored 1 against the Mighty Villa.
I mean, ask if he's playing against Spaghetti Ed.
Well, fucking, did you see Mings kept pulling out his hair yeah. band? Like, fucking, fuck you. Yeah, so he scored 2 against West Ham on his fucking debut and was pissed off because he got taken off.
Yeah.
And then he got.
Fucking, I imagine he got a hat trick that day as well. 4 hat tricks.
He didn't get anything against Bournemouth. He got an assist.
Bournemouth class, though, didn't they?
1 against Newcastle, 3-3-1-1-3.
I stupidly thought we were going to keep him quiet. But then...
Do you know what, though? I wouldn't have been surprised, but the problem was you were so fucking poor.
My thinking was that we would be so concentrated on him that...
Foden would get fucking free.
The other lads would chip in.
Yeah.
Good I mean, they did. They did anyway. But yeah, not a good weekend for Man United. When we were talking before, we were like, "Oh, what should we talk about?" I was like, "There's not really much point talking about how shit Man United were because although we were poor, Man City were fucking rampant, and that's a Man City weakened squad. They had Nathan Ake and Akenji or whatever his fucking name is at centre back, and Rodri didn't even play. You know what I mean? Like that was a weaker City team than we're used to."
I mean, I
don't see anybody
off.
In the league this season beating or taking points off City. They might go invincible.
I think they just fucking switched off as well. They were like, do you know what? We're fucking 3 up.
We've got
another one in the second half. Haaland will have his hat trick. And we'll fucking let United shoot off here.
It's 4-0 in like 37 minutes or something stupid.
But then I think he got the fucking first goal, that wonder goal, Antony.
Mm.
No
one even celebrated it, mate.
And it was a fucking unbelievable
banging finish, mate.
And yeah, no one celebrated it, but yeah, it was a joke. And I think that then fucking turned City on again and went, "Well, fuck you, then we're gonna do 2 more." And then yeah, they just switched off. I think they made 5 subs at one time or 4 subs at one time.
Yeah,
took everyone off.
Got the kids on, gave them some games.
And then yeah, fucking, you snuck in 2 more goals. But there's no way, like, if they were properly playing at the back, there's no way you'd still get another 2 goals.
No, absolutely.
You'd have had one, and they would have probably scored another one.
They got to 8, I reckon, comfortably. Do you know what the annoying thing was, though, right? So, obviously, that was a 2 p.m. kickoff. I went to go play football at 5 o'clock, and there's a few Man United fans there that I play with, and none of them were upset. None of them were pissed off.
Just accepting that.
It's just what was expected. Do you know what I mean? I spoke to
Luke
and Matty, and I said to him, I said, "Did you see that earlier?" And they were like, "Yeah, well, what do you expect?" Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just completely accepting of it. And I wouldn't say demoralized because that sounds bad, but like, it's like, you know your place now.
It is what it is.
Do you know what I mean? And that's horrible to say. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I love Man United, but
Welcome to the other 14 then, mate. Because
fucking leagues below City at the minute. Like, fucking, there's no one in the league that's anywhere near them.
No. The closest team at the moment is fucking Arsenal. I just don't see them doing it against...
I don't see them even doing it against Chelsea or Liverpool.
I see it against Liverpool. I fucking see Villa doing it against Liverpool at the moment. Fucking Brighton...
Liverpool will get it right at some point. That's the annoying thing. But the thing is, they've dropped too many points now. They won't be anywhere near the title race.
No.
I think they'll be in the fight for fourth. Mm-hmm. But they need to get it right before Christmas or before the World Cup even. And because their players are too good not to get it right.
This World Cup's really going to fuck with some people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's going to give time Haaland just going to sit in the gym. Like, what's he going to fucking do?
He's going to be in Man City's training ground just drilling balls at some poor cunt of a 17-year-old goalkeeper just fucking punishing him for fucking 4 weeks.
I mean, it's just gonna be unbelievable.
I know, it's madness, isn't it? But fucking,
he's gonna come out like super flexible. He's just gonna be doing yoga all five weeks. As well, is that what the break
generally,
is?
Generally, I might put a fucking a ton on that bet, the 5-1. So yeah, tempting.
He can hit 40. Seriously, he can.
Well, 14 now. Where did I see it?
So what is he? So last year, Golden Boot was what 23.
20. It was 20 last year.
Was it 20?
Because they shared it between three players, weren't it?
No, it was 23 for Son and...
I don't fucking Salah. Know, mate.
Let me do it quick.
Have a little schmoogle while I go onto my frozen Skybet account because I can't trust myself. While you're doing that quickly, completely off topic, what do you reckon this weekend? Conor Benn, Chris Eubank Jr.
I don't really follow don't really follow football. Don't really follow boxing. So Chris Eubank Jr.?
Good chat. Cool.
I literally can't fucking tell you.
I'll be throwing money on that when we're up there. Right, Premier League competitions outright. Here we go. Fuck sake, no, it needs to be player specials, doesn't it?
Yeah, so Golden Boot was 23 goals.
Last season.
Last season. Son and Salah. I mean, it was in the first higher and lower.
What a joke.
So he's 9 points off that. And we're like 6 games in.
Joking, it.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't think he's even done a penalty yet, has he?
Haaland had one, yeah.
He's had one penalty.
He had one. Because remember, we were questioning whether or not he was going to get it.
Oh, yeah, it was first game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sky Better got one here. Haaland to score 260 plus Premier League goals, 14-1.
It's just...
14.
I mean...
That's horrendous. 14. You expect that to be fucking three figures, wouldn't you? Fucking hell. Do you reckon he stays at City long enough to do that?
So wait, how many games are in a season?
38.
38?
Yeah.
All right. So he's got another fucking like 24 games to go. Or whatever.
It's a joke, isn't it?
He's got another 30 games to go.
Yeah.
All right. And he's averaging at the moment, what's 14 divided by 8?
1.75. Are you doing it on your calculator?
So he's got another 30. Right.
Have you just done it?
He's averaged 1.75 goals a game. Yeah. He's got another 30 left. Right. So that's 52.5 goals left. And he's already scored fucking 14.
I'm not a crazy mathematician, by the way. I did the maths last night. You know, as I was in the football chat.
So he's got the opportunity for him to score 66 goals.
And then I said to you boys, I was like, at that rate, he will get 260 goals in 144 games. That's 5 seasons, maybe 6 seasons.
If he has some time off,
he could break Shearer's record in the next 6 years. What?
The thing is, as well, all right.
That is disgusting, though, isn't it?
Kevin De Bruyne is probably the best midfielder in the world.
He's up there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he's playing with Huck and Haaland up front. He can just pick the ball. That, what is it? Haaland's second goal.
Yeah,
that ball in was just beautiful. And Haaland put his studs on it. He doesn't even like hit it with the proper side of his foot.
That's what I was saying earlier. Like, fucking, like, when you're that confident, you don't need to. You just need to just do something.
I can't wait for one day. Do you know when he like whips out his hair and just like whips it in with that? Just like gives it a whoosh, and like fucking just whips it into the corner.
Who used to do that? was it Alex the Kid on fucking, I'm going way back now, Golden Axe.
No, oh. Golden Axe was a different fucking thing.
Oh, what was it?
Alex the Kid was the little kid on the bike.
Is it? I can't fucking remember.
That used to be the boy on Master System.
I know, it's joking it.
That was a great.
I'm trying to find specials now on Paddy Power website. I'm going to have a look later on.
Cause... But mate, no, let's just jump fucking. He is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's absolutely piss take, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Do you think? Do you think there's in an infinite universes and that sort of stuff? there's one game. Universe where Roy Keane is an absolute prick and doesn't break Haaland's dad's fucking legs and ends his career. And Haaland, do you know
and
what?
And goes to United? No.
Haaland.
No. Plays
for what's his name? Solskjaer.
Yeah.
At whatever fucking club he grew up at.
Yeah.
And goes, do you know what? United's fucking the boy here.
No way. I think he was always going to go to City at some point. Offside, isn't he?
Or even worse, goes to Leeds.
Oh, that would make me sick.
Oh, that'd be horrible, wouldn't it?
So Haaland to score 40 or more is only 13-10 with Paddy Power.
13? See, this is the joke.
It's basically yeah. 1-1, isn't it? Fuck, no
do you know what? They've done the maths as well.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
It's weird that they do that.
45 or more is 9-2. Even that's not really worth it. That's 4.5-1.
Shearer's got to be shitting himself, hasn't he?
Yeah, I said it the other day. His pants are full, mate. There you go, 50 or more goals in the Prem, 16-1. That's more like it.
16?
So tempted.
What's that on Sky Bet?
Paddy Power.
Is it? I thought you just said it was like fucking 14-10.
I thought it was 5-1. I saw it the other day. That might have only been 40 though. Yeah, it was 40, yeah. 13-10 here, that's shit. 50. That would be fucking ridiculous though.
I mean, he's fucking on. He's on track for it.
I know. Well, he's on track to piss it.
He's on track to score it before fucking the World Cup. And it's a shame he's not going.
It is a
shame he ain't going, isn't it?
I might drop 50 quid on that.
And this is what you suspended your own account.
I know, but no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to behave myself. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not doing it.
All right, now, like, we still sucking off Haaland, yeah?
What?
Are we still going to be sucking off Haaland for
hopefully
no,
we've done fucking 19 minutes, 20 odd minutes of sucking his cock, so...
Is no. there? All right, just a quick one. This isn't, like, when we've written down. Is there a top six bias, do you think, in refereeing?
Am I class, am I United in top six?
Yeah, traditionally they are a top six, so yeah, let's count them. And then I'm not just talking about this season, I'm talking about traditionally.
Yeah.
Is there is.
Yeah, I think so.
And do you think that is just at their home grounds, or do you think that's fucking away? Because I think it's fucking everywhere.
I think referees get bullied into decisions. I think there's a lot that goes on the pitch that we never hear. And I think the bigger clubs obviously have the bigger characters, and they put a lot of pressure on referees. That you'll never hear.
So,
off the ball, on the ball, whatever. And they shit their pants because of the stature of who the players are.
There's a documentary on Netflix. And this is kind of what brought it up. Like, obviously, so on the weekend, fucking Chelsea got away with a blatant handball. Fucking Silva fucking handles the ball on the floor. Fucking Ayew's on his way through. The happy boy that Ayew is. Big grin on the way fucking mate. Through. And fucking Silva basically sticks out his big palm and stops it. Last man, doesn't matter where you're on the fucking field, you're the last man and you're fucking handling the ball on the floor. That's a deliberate fucking handball. You're stopping a goal scoring opportunity. You should be off, right? Gets a yellow card. They check on VAR, comes back. All right, it's not a red card. Keep it as yellow. And then he goes off and gets the fucking assist for the first goal. Everyone's obviously up in arms. Everyone's fucked off. But this made me think. There's a documentary about an NBA
ref. Flagrant foul. I've got it on my list. I was supposed to watch it the weekend.
So good.
I forgot.
But what he basically says in it, he says, look, we never called the games as they were meant to be called by the law. Because we had it from higher up. This player is a star player.
Yeah.
They need to be on the fucking court and they need to be doing this. So if he's traveling, let him fucking travel.
Yeah.
If this player's doing this certain move and you're calling everyone else for it, let them fucking do it. And I think there's that. I think, do you know what? There's too much money now and too much sponsorship for big players in big teams, and I say that with air quotes, to be not on the pitch because there's too much sponsorship there. And I think that's one of the big issues in modern football at the moment is we're doing stuff, and I know it's obviously in entertainment and you do want to see the best players doing the best things, but there is a fucking, at some stage, this is actually starting to cost other people money, other smaller teams, because they'll finish further down the fucking thing because they could have potentially won that or got a draw yesterday.
So this was a lot of my problem that I had with the final race in the F1 season last year. And you'd listen to that and say it's not relative, but it is, right? Everything that happened in that final fucking 2-3 laps of the F1 season, right? That was decided by either Michael Massey or the people above him, not for any other reason than the fact that they gave the last race away on free TV, ITV, BBC One. It was fucking everywhere because Hamilton was drawn on points with Max. Now, there will be a lot of casual fans who don't watch the F1 season, who didn't understand what happened in the last few laps and didn't understand what was happening, and they were just there for the drama. And that's what Michael Massey and the FIA were trying to get hold of. They were trying to get hold of the casual fans to get the ratings, get sponsorships, get people in. Oh, next time they come to Silverstone, we should look at getting tickets. Yeah, good luck. It's about $5,000. Do you know what I mean? Like, but they wanted the fucking, the aura around the sport. Yeah. And that's exactly what they were fucking doing. It's very, very similar, mate. That's why a lot of the F1 nowadays, I'm struggling to get involved with it because the politics is fucking insane. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I do need to watch that flagrant foul. It is on my list. I was supposed to do it this weekend, just got fucking carried away. So
yeah, no, it's such a good documentary, but it's
all of their stuff's good. It's the Untold series, isn't it? Yeah, they do quite a lot of stuff. They do one Malice at the Palace as well, which is another NBA one.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, I don't know if there's that much of what you've just said in football, like soccer, whatever. But I do think referees are heavily influenced, be that by the players or the occasion or the fans or whatever. I do think there's a lot of that that goes on. But I think that's just natural as a human being. You wouldn't say get bullied, but you get intimidated into making decisions you wouldn't usually in
because at
a
the
low
start
pressure
of,
situation.
Like, I don't know, a Champions League fucking final or FA Cup final and stuff like that, there's obviously big pressure on them to not give a red card or something.
Mm, absolutely.
I mean, it happened for,
Nigel De Jong kicking Xavi Alonso, axe kicking him in the chest. How is that not a red card?
Yeah.
It's a fucking straight red in any other game in the world.
Yeah, definitely. And like, but it happens a lot in those sort of finals.
Yeah.
But you've got to, and you can kind of understand because it ruins the fucking potential of the game.
But if it's a red card, it's a red card.
It's a fucking red card at the end of the day. It needs to be happening.
Goal.
Wow.
As soon as that came across, I thought he's flicking this.
Great goal by Daka. Sorry, just to give everyone a bit of an update. 72nd minute. Daka has just scored a little fucking cheeky flick.
Didn't I say earlier? I was like, Forrest, get rallied 5-0 here.
Yeah.
Not looking good, mate.
So I'm going to be on minus points again for another defender.
Oh, yeah, he's conceded 4, hasn't he? For fuck's sake. Oh.
And he's got a yellow card, my defender, as well.
Let's have a look at what Henderson's saying then. Yeah, so he'll just have 0 this week then.
Yeah.
Oh, what a joke. I don't mind. He got 90 points of fantasy football this week. It's all good.
But yeah.
You've had a good week of football, haven't you?
Oh, mate, I've had a fucking terrible weekend.
That is a class finish, though.
Yeah.
Fucking defense have got to deal with that, haven't they? Fucking no one gets out to him. I don't know who this old bastard is playing at the back for fucking Forest, but I'll tell you what, he's been fucking shit today. He's at fault for the fucking first two. He's a donkey, mate. Who's playing number 3? Or at least he looks like an old fucker. Who's the Forest number 3? All right. Have a little look.
I would go into the squad list, but I can just keep fucking scrolling for
Steve
ages.
Cook. Steve Cook, who are you, mate? I have no idea who you are. Steve Cook, there you go. Oh, he's only 31. That can't be right. He looks about fucking 40. Anyway.
Probably just cut that last bit out.
Yeah, do it if you want, mate.
But yeah, sweet.
What are we... We haven't got anything planned for next week, have we? I'm too far away from the mic. We ain't got anything planned for next week, have we?
Well, no, because next week we are lads, living up in Liverpool.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out when we're actually going to do it. But next week...
I need to look at my work programme.
Yeah.
And then...
Because you'll be playing catch-up, won't you?
No, not really. I'll be catching up on sleep. While I'm away, I'll be fucking... I'll get more sleep when I'm away, right, than I will at home. Guarantee that right now.
I fucking hope I do. Mate, I always wake up at 7, no matter what.
You know what kills me? Whenever we go for lads' weekends away, right? I said to Isaac, I was like, Sam is one that fucking get up at the crack of dawn, like literally 7:01, right? And then by the time we all fucking bowl out of bed at 10:30, 11, Sam's like an excited child on Christmas morning. And he's like, right, let's go out then. And we're all like, fucking hell, I'm dying. Like, any chance I can have a shower? Fucking hell. I was like, Sam's keen to get on it because he's been awake for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I just can't fucking do it.
Mate, you are fucking sleeping this weekend, mate. I'll strap you to the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, will you?
Promise.
But yeah, we'll sort out times now for next week, it sounds.
But no, sweet. So thank you again for listening.
Can't even give you a thumbs up properly, look. It's fucked. What a joke.
Hey guys, Sam here again. Just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us. We will be back next week with another episode of the Farmers League podcast. Until then, adios.